All right, we are now joined by our Busch Pole Award winner, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Hooters Chevrolet. He will be sitting on the front row for tomorrow's Coke Zero Sugar 400. We'll open it up to questions for Chase. We'll start with Bob and then go to Nate.
You're on the clock, Bob.
Bob Hockress, ESPN. When you sprain your ankle horsing around at the pool, does that mean that you have to win the pole? And can you just give us an update how you did and how you're doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Just, you know, sore ankle, but all good. Nothing more than that. So good to be here. Have a fast car, obviously. So hope that translates to a good race tomorrow night. Unfortunately, you know, my past pole positions here have not ended well. So hopefully this time does, and we can just execute a good race tomorrow night, get some points, and try to grab a win.
Go to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Chase, given one, the way Hendrick Motorsports qualified tonight, two, the way Hendrick Motorsports has competed in plate races recently, and three, the way Hendrick Motorsports has run at other tracks this season, is Hendrick Motorsports looking at tomorrow night as maybe the best opportunity for getting a win to get in the playoffs in the regular season?
No, I mean, I think everybody has the opportunity to win each week. So, I mean, no, I don't think we've put all our eggs in the Daytona basket by any means. We've always put a lot of emphasis on plate racing. We always have at Hendrick Motorsports, and we always will, simply because these races, they happen four times a year, and the points that they pay out at these events count the same as the rest of them. So because of that, we have always put emphasis on them, and regardless of how your performance is elsewhere, these races need to matter in everyone's eyes and minds at the shop, and they do, and their hard work paid off today. I don't think so.
No. Chase, right here in the front. Going off what you said about how you've won poles here in the past at this track, what kind of advantage is there here at Daytona winning the pole versus other tracks?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just your pit selection. You know, having that first pit box is certainly nice. Aside from that, man, you're probably not going to lead the whole race, you know. So it'd be nice if you can, but at some point throughout the night, you're going to be shuffled out of line and things are going to happen, and there's really nothing you can do about that. So, you know, that being said, you just kind of have to roll with it, you know, pick and choose when you want to push and when you don't, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, keep our car rolling throughout the whole night and on the ground at all times and out of the wall, and we'll hopefully have a shot.
We'll wrap up in the press box with Reed Spencer.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Chase, which ankle was it, and could you be a little bit more specific about how you did it?
That was my right ankle, and I was horsing around at the pool.
All right, Chase, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight and tomorrow.
All right, thanks.